This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome along to Down the Line, the football-focused podcast. As always, this week, we'll be chatting about the results over the weekend in both England and Scotland's top flights. We've got a couple of cup matches up here in Scotland to talk about, and we'll touch on Europe. This episode, we've got Bruce on, Bruce the Aberdeen fan. So, Bruce, first off, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, and thanks for having me.
We'll start off in England to kick us off today. Arsenal and Man City both losing, and Liverpool getting a big win from behind against Brighton. So closing up on the title race, and Liverpool looking in good shape.
Yeah, I think so. I think that it was a good win from Liverpool because I think they came from behind against Brighton. And it was two quick goals with about 20 minutes to go. So I think that was good for them. Arsenal losing, even though they didn't get a man sent off this week, which was becoming a bit of a record for them. A really good result for Newcastle. And Man City seeming to be hitting speed bumps just now, really. Struggling a bit, I think. I think the other one that was maybe notable was Forest winning 3-0 at West Ham, which while in itself, that's not a remarkable result. It's Forest in third now, which is fantastic.
Yeah, they're quite quietly just having a fantastic season, really, aren't they? It's probably just about now. You got Chris Wood up front, who, if you're a fantasy football player like I am, he's definitely a pretty good value for money, both in real life and in fantasy football. That he's pretty prolific up front for Forest at the minute. And yeah, I guess who can stop them right now? Because I think they'll be looking, keeping their eyes up at the top of the table to look at those European spaces, I guess.
Well, yeah, they're in third just now. The challenge they've got, I suppose, if we forget about first and second place, even just in hanging on to third, they're on 19 points. And if you go down to 15, which is a four-point difference, you're at 11th place with Newcastle. So that's, you know, eight clubs within just a few points of each other, which is obviously going to change a lot as the season goes on.
Yeah.
And you've got to wonder if Forest, being, in terms of the English Premiership, one of the smaller clubs and less wealthy clubs, despite their heritage, will they be able to hang on against the likes of Chelsea, Arsenal, Spurs, and even Newcastle and Man United, who are quite a way down just now, but you know, one might think they would start to build again.
Yeah, and Man United and Chelsea drawn one each on Sunday, which, Man United, maybe a little bit of a slight resurgence now that Ten Hag's gone and their new manager's coming in and getting a favourable result with the fans already with his sporting team beating Manchester City 4-1 last night. In a kind of odd scenario, you never really see that with a manager being essentially announced at a club, but then continuing to manage at another club before. It's quite a strange situation, but he wanted to take, you know, reins of that game and obviously beating Man City 4-1, which is quite a statement. And then on the other side, Liverpool winning 4-0. So again, I know these clubs have a big enough squad to deal with European victories and defeats and travel, but I guess a little bit of momentum on Liverpool's side for the time being.
Yeah, so they're sitting at the top of the table. You know, 2 points clear of Man City after 10 games, which in terms of, you know, recent seasons in the Premiership, that's quite a big gap after 10 games.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's shaping up to be quite interesting. I'll be particularly looking out for Forest, I think, because, you know, they're having a remarkable start to the season.
We shall turn our attentions up north to the Scotland results, so the results in Scotland over the weekend. Premiership games and then two cup games. So the league games were St Mirren, Ross County, drawn 0-0. Hearts beating St Johnstone 2-1 away. Those were on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Dundee beating Kilmarnock 3-2 and Hibs drawn 1 each with Dundee United. So anything of huge note there, I guess. Hearts, decent win away to St Johnstone, picking up a little bit of form under the new manager.
Yeah, Hearts getting a win was, I think, quite a big one because they've had such a poor start to the season. Still no goal for Lon Shankland, which is, you know, an ongoing surprise. The other thing which I thought was notable was on Sunday that Hibernian again let a lead slip and lost a late goal to Dundee United. It was a last-minute penalty. Mm-hmm. And the battle of the friends at Dens Park, where Kilmarnock took on Dundee And that was a real game of two halves, I think, because Kilmarnock were 2-0 up. Mm-hmm. And then Dundee came back to win it in the 94th minute. So that I saw the highlights of that one. That was a really good game, a really entertaining game. And I think in Scotland, the leagues, all of the professional leagues really are continuing to surprise and excite this season. It's a fantastic season.
Probably put it off long enough, Bruce. The games in the Cup over the weekend, so the Scottish League Cup, the Premier Sports Cup. So on Saturday evening, it was Aberdeen took on Celtic at Hampden Park, and Celtic running out 6-0 winners, quite an emphatic victory for Celtic. And then on Sunday, not so emphatic for Rangers, but they managed to get the job done, 2-1 win against Motherwell at Hampden on Sunday there. So yeah, we'll start off with your beloved Aberdeen, Bruce. Obviously fantastic run of form up until now, but yeah, maybe, yeah, just getting it wrong on Saturday night and against a really firing Celtic team.
Yeah, we did. I mean, that was our first loss since early March. Mm-hmm. If you put aside the penalties lost to Celtic in the Scottish Cup semi-final last season. It was a sore one. I think that while we've bought some good players in and we've got a decent squad, really there's a core of about 16 players. Mm-hmm. And I think with the four high-intensity matches in a row we've had, which was Celtic at Parkhead 2 weeks ago, then Dundee United, the new firm rivals at home, second against fourth, then Rangers at home, second against third, another high-intensity match, always a highly emotional match, and then mm-hmm. the Celtic semi-final, I think that proved a bridge too far for us. I think the players were a bit drained mentally and physically, so we were very much put to the sword, unfortunately. What's interesting is that the mood is still very high in Aberdeen despite that. The vast majority of the fans stayed behind to applaud Aberdeen for getting there. And the next few matches the Dundee match on Saturday is sold out. And mood remains high that, well, if it's Celtic in that form, they could do that to anybody. So it's chastening, but we move on.
Cool. So just the last thing, we touched on the European results with England, English clubs there. Celtic also winning 3-1 home to RB Leipzig. Yeah, pretty special result, I guess, for them. Champions League wins in the Champions League don't come about very often for clubs in Scotland. So, helps the coefficient. And that's about as much positives as I can draw from it as a Rangers fan.
No, it was a good result. They went behind, but they played well. Come back. Schmeichel had a fantastic save in the match as well, but a good result for Celtic, which they needed after their other European results.
Yeah. So it's well done. Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So that'll probably do it for this week. And I guess internationals coming up. So that'll be next week. We'll start looking ahead at the internationals for both Scotland and England. So yeah, thanks very much, Bruce, for jumping on today.
Thank you.